Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a woman who in college loved Halloween, and she would go to Halloween parties, sometimes with hardly wearing anything. I could be reading from a couple. They like to dress in Halloween and explore being very naughty, watching each other, and sometimes pushing his limits to tasting other men. I could be reading from someone down your street. This weekend, he went to a hotel party. Well, he was the party anyway. The party of many, many dumping of seeds, if you get my drift. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic fantasies, questions, or anything else, or even if you just want to say hello, please feel free to send them to Nikki at nikki@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. Okay, who has their Halloween costume ready? I do. It was a scramble, but I pulled one together. Kind of the way it actually happens for me every year. I'm like, I'm going to plan early, and I don't want to plan in August. September still seems early, and October 1st, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm going to pull it together. And then, you know, people at work are like, hey, you're dressing up, and to seem like a team player, I am dressing up, at least from the waist up. You know, I'm going to wear leggings or shorts on the bottom and stay comfortable, right? So I'm going with a PG-13 queen elf thingy fairy thing. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully it pulls off as it in my head as well as I plan it. Not going to anything because I've been working late, but, you know, if I could dirty trick or treat, I would. Would love to receive some treats. Just saying, you know, I guess my mind's been there lately. What is the dirtiest thing you've done on Halloween? I'll never forget, and this was bad. I was working really long hours one night on the lines for this lady, and I had to take this call, and I'll never forget this. He wanted me to build this fantasy built around a masquerade Halloween party. And I set it up where we entered. And mind you, I had been working probably 36 hours sleep. And when you work on the lines or phone sex and or anything else, and there's probably other jobs out there that are like this as well, especially if you work from home, you with phone sex, you don't have set hours. If you want to make the money, you are available 24 hours a day, period, the end. And you sleep in between. My lines were off probably about 10 o'clock at night to 5 a.m. But that was after her. Before her, I was available anytime. And I got so busy. Well, this particular person, I don't even remember this person. And I don't think they called back. And I don't blame them either. I fell asleep during the call. But I don't know the technical doctorate medical terminology here, so help me out. It was one of those where I was an autopilot, so I was keeping the fantasy going. And what woke me up was he said, "What? You're with a what, a pumpkin?" And I remember I woke up like that, and I continued the fantasy, and I know I've told the story before, and I proceeded to tell him and continue the story that the pumpkin stem was shaped like a dick, so I was riding it. Needless to say, I did get the guy off. He thought it was very hot. I can't really remember if the guy called back or not. So, but every time Halloween comes around, I do think of that guy and that call and that situation. But it is the situation because it does make me laugh and think, whoa, I really had to tell her I was done for at least a couple hours. I needed at least 6 or 8 hours of sleep. But the second part was, in my head, this was a really fancy, sexy, you know, eyes wide shut party in my head. I don't know if it translated that way. I mean, because, you know, eventually I had to save myself by writing a stem that was a dick shaped and all that. But hey, here we are. So that would be my sexiest fantasy. And I do need to go back and watch Eyes Wide Shut because it's been quite some time. And now it's floating around that it's a Christmas movie, you know? So we'll start that debate in a couple months. Actually, do I dare say weeks at this point? We won't do that yet. So what would be the sexiest party, or have you attended the sexiest party? Not necessarily a club. It could be a house party that turned into something sexy, or a club. It doesn't matter, but anything. I really want to know. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey with some Filthy Terrys, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I just found your amazing show and thought I would share something with you all sexy people. I live a fair way out of the inner city and was invited to a friend's Halloween party in one of those connected old school townhouse things that all face the street. I hadn't been out for a while, so I was pretty keen. I've been in a slutty mood lately, so I wanted to dress slutty. I went with a Roman gladiator, which essentially had me in a skirt thing that came to just the bottom of my ass cheeks and a corset-style leather breastplate. That just had my tits out everywhere. It was perfect, but no way historically accurate, with a G-string underneath, of course. I had to catch the bus in and was looking about an hour ride. I had three friends heading in with me, too. We must have timed our peak hour to perfection because the bus was packed. We were all standing about halfway down trying to talk when we make a stop. Some shuffle off and some more shuffle on. And I get brushed and a little polite, but obviously unnecessary touching some young group of guys move past. As I'm shifted around and feel another hard touch on my thigh about halfway up. It lingers a bit too long to be one of those young guys, and I freak out momentarily and freeze before it goes. I decide to ignore it. At the next stop, it happens again, and someone moves past me. This time, a touch higher up my thigh, and a hand gives me a slight squeeze. It was at the moment of the squeeze that my brain realized this wasn't just an accident, or an opportunist having a grope. My whole body comes alive and is ultra alert, of course. I instantly get wet. My internal dialogue is basically just, oh my God, this is actually happening. I realize that I wanted it to happen. So badly I wanted it. I flicked a switch and focused back on my friends, rejoining the conversation while also subtly arching my back and shoving my ass backwards where I thought the hand was coming from. I got a few light touches for my trouble, light enough that I wasn't sure if it was my groper or not. At the next stop that had people getting on and moving past, he came back. The hand put on my inner thigh about halfway up and slid up a fraction. My pulse raced immediately. I made sure to open my legs a little and lean back into it slightly. I wanted him to know what I had found. He seemed to get the message because this time the hand stayed, and when I realized I had my pussy was legit quivering like a horny schoolgirl. For the next 10 minutes, he squeezed, stroking my inner thigh, slowly working his way up my skirt, teasing the shit out of me and driving me crazy. He first started brushing my pussy through my panties. I had opened my legs as much as possible and arched my ass back to him so much anymore that I could have looked ridiculous. He started exploring the edge of my panties before lifting them a little and moving them to the side, exposing my soaking wet pussy. As soon as his finger slid along my slit, I found my slutty hole he slipped straight in. I nearly had an aneurysm trying not to moan right in the faces of my friends who had no idea. Well, maybe one of my girlfriends was getting a bit suspect. That was something was going on, but she probably thought I was wearing a toy or something. So all I got was a sly look before she turned her attention back to the conversation. He slid another finger in within 30 seconds of the first. I was starting to get seriously close to just turning around and sucking whoever's dick was in within range. I was that horny now. I realized we were only a few minutes from our destination, so I started using the natural rocking of the bus to let me move back and forward instead of fighting it. And this kind of let me fuck his two fingers to an extent, but only when the bus moved. A minute into this, and my friend mentioned our stop was coming up. He must have heard, because I was rewarded with a third finger instantly. At the same time, the moment hit a particularly shitty piece of road in which, to my delight, had us all rocking around back and forth and allowed me to fuck his hand while he fucked me, while everyone else was focused on not falling over. I was so close to coming hard when he started using my own juices, which must have been all over his hand, and his thumb to rub my asshole. He started pushing his thumb up my ass while his three fingers in me. It pushed me right over the edge. I had to rapidly pick up my handbag up to my face as if I was digging into it to find something while I came hard all over the stranger's hand. As I lowered it, two of my friends were in an active conversation, and my girlfriend from before has given me that look again. The hand slipped away. 2 minutes later, we were off at our stop walking to the house party. I never looked up as the bus drove on. Kara. Well, hello, slutty Kara. I guess dressing like a Roman fighter, gladiator, pays off, huh? So, situation here, and it had me thinking. So, one, there are porn out here of this. I have seen it. It's the trains, I think, is the ones I've seen it in, and bus. I haven't seen the ones on the buses, but I have seen trains of a crowded of men doing this exact same thing, and the girl will being very much into it. They are out there. Go check it out. Any, I'm sure, porn place will have it. Very interesting, though. Yes, I would. I think I would, and I say this very much so because there was a time, early 20s, I think, I had skipped work, I think it was. I needed a mental. And I went and saw a really shitty movie, which I always did. As a matter of fact, I went back to the same, or did it? No, it was a different theater from the guy that took me to see, oh gosh, I can't think of the name of the movie. The guy ended up, you know, giving a hand job to in the parking lot after, oh my gosh, Boogie Nights. That's, I had to stop and go look. Boogie Nights. Remember I told you the one with the nuns in the theater? That one. This particular thing happened to me in a theater. And I believe it was the remake. I could be wrong here. The remake of Werewolf in London. I could be wrong. And the gentleman was behind me and I was wearing a very, very low top. And I don't remember if I let him grope me or if I let him just look at my tits, like a great cleavage shot. I can't remember which. And I walked out to the parking lot and it was a dark parking lot. It just didn't feel right. Otherwise, I probably would have let him jack off in front of me. No, I did. I let him jack off, but I didn't give him a show. I didn't show him anything. It was one of those. I think I asked him to eat my pussy and he said no. And I was like, all right. And, you know, I was like, he's like, well, what am I supposed to do this? It's like, you could jack off. And I was like, well, that's nice. I am horrible. I know you guys are telling me I'm horrible, but that's how it was back then, you know, you're not going to eat my pussy. Just I'll watch you jack off. So I did. I watched him jack off and I left safely. I might add. Probably not one of my better choices in my 20s, but I think we've all made them. But that story made me think of those two right there and the porn. If you were on a bus, crowded bus or train, and you were presented to somebody or by somebody, and they allowed you to hand job, finger them, whatever they allowed you to do sexually, would you do it? If you felt a hand in a very manner, willing to jack you off, make you come, would you be that slutty self, embrace it in the moment, and have a nice orgasm? I bet you would. I'm just going to say that for you right now. Dear Nikki, Halloween parties exist for only one reason: your past trick-or-treat age to dress up slutty and have as much fun as possible before morning dawns and the normal life resumes. I've worn my fair share of slutty outfits: slutty nurse, slutty Wonder Woman, slutty Harley Quinn. They're all variations of crazy short skirts, low-cut tops, and they've all worked. But they all have had the same problem. They're almost always someone else dressed as the same thing. And even they're not exact the same thing, they have the same things in common. So standing out in the crowd can be tricky. Sure, you'll eventually be able to do it, but it can add extra time before you can get to the fun. But I've solved it. Blowjob ghost. It's very simple. Pale face, red lips, short black skirt, tight, low-cut, black, suspiciously strained vest, and a sign around your neck that says, "Blowjob Ghost." Within the first 5 minutes at the party, I had a guy ask me what a blowjob ghost was. Within another 5 minutes, I was showing him. I died choking on cock. My spirit clearly needs more practice before I can settle my business and get to the other side. Wanna help? Worked almost every time. And the costume gets better, the more stains get added, and the night goes on. It's a win all the time. I'll be wearing it again actual Halloween night. The ghost still has business before she can rest. Jamie. I love this. It's like you are a walking, what's it called, where you go and glory hole. Yeah, you're like a walking glory hole. But when I first read Blowjob Ghost, I'll be honest, I had the whole sheet thing in my head. So technically, it would be completely anonymous glory hole. You know, that's exactly what I had, like the sheet, the holes cut out, that kind of thing. This is sexier, way sexier. But I do like the other one with the sheet idea. So I want to know which one you guys would have done. Would you have done the slut thing and dressed up, you know, or would you have done the whole ghost thing and been completely anonymous of a blowjob? I mean, you know, you can get cum stains on it too. I love this though. I mean, that is creative. So very creative. I'm not going to steal it though. That is all yours, Jamie. I'm sure some other women have, or men have, taken notes. If you've ever been a blowjob ghost that needs more practice to get to the other side. So I guess wherever the other side is that you're giving great blowjobs. I love it. I am absolutely love it. I know Darcy laughed at that one. I'm surprised there wasn't a cheeky remark after that from me. There's usually something when you guys say something quirky at the end of a story like that. He has a cheeky remark for me at the end. Just saying, he's fallen down on the job on that. I'll have to ask him about it. Dear Nikki, my girls and I were going around town drinking and looking at decorations and stuff, when one of them got a text from a friend of ours about a party in the town close to ours. We all headed over there and started drinking and smoking and trying to have a good time. Well, when I smoke, I get really, really horny. So I excused myself and went to find a room to get off in. I found a room down one of the halls where all the lights were off. I crawled on top of the bed and started to pinch my nipples. I reached down and started playing with my pussy. I guess I was being a little louder than I thought, because I heard a cough and opened my eyes to see three people standing in the doorway. At first, I went to cover up, but for some reason, probably too fucked up, I just kept playing with myself. I could tell they were enjoying the view, so I reached my hand out and motioned for them to come closer. I grabbed the first guy's hand and put it on my breast. He was wearing a stormtrooper mask, and it was all kind of hilarious, but I couldn't focus on that too long, because I felt another hand run along my pussy. Before I knew it, I was getting groped all over, and they were pulling me around the bed and fingering my pussy and my ass and biting my tits. I got all of them to pull their cocks out and let them take turns using my throat. After a couple of minutes, they all grabbed me and pushed me onto the bed. I felt them spitting on my asshole and pussy before two of them stuck their cocks in me at the same time. I gasped with pleasure but got off when the third guy shoved his cock into my mouth. They took turns using all of my holes until they finished all inside me. I stayed in bed as they got dressed and left the room. After they left, I cleaned up my mess and went back to join the party. Anonymous. Yeah, why do I have the Star Wars sex parody in my head? You know, the Star Wars porn, one of them, of the many of them that are probably out there. I could see why she would laugh. I would probably laugh as well and ask if Darth Vader can give me his big dong. Just saying. I'm horrible tonight. I swear I am. Would you? Oh, and if they were masked, wouldn't that be awesome? So you wouldn't know. Kind of like back to the whole ghost, the sheet over, you know, so you'd be completely anonymous. I think that'd be hot, right? To be finger fucked and banged. Halloween is such a fun time. It really is. I Halloween makes me horny. Pot makes me horny. Very high CBD makes me horny. I am like, cannot keep my hands off myself. My skin is like uber sensitive. I can't walk with shit, but I just need to lay on the bed, right? Just saying. What about you? Would you let a stormtrooper, sexy, do anything they wanted to if you were higher than a kite and needed some fucking? Yep, sign me up. Dear Nikki, I don't even know where to begin. The night itself is still something of a jumble that thanks to the cider and punch I had helped myself to more than my fair share of. But at least I was in better shape than Emma. She certainly wasn't my date to the party. After all, it was her sister's Laura's house, and Laura and I knew each other a lot better than Emma and I did, but somehow keeping an eye on Emma became my responsibility. In any case, Emma, Laura, and I are major players in what unfolded, so I should probably start there. I had just turned 23 when Halloween came around. I'm 26 now, so some details may be a little fuzzy, but I'm doing my best. I had just finished college the spring before and was in that delightful phase before real life settles in. And Laura's Halloween party was what I had sort of been holding out for as one last hurrah before buckling down to get a real job or do something with my life. But I wanted to make the most of the hurrah, except that dressing up part of Halloween was never really been my thing. So I went dressed up as Sober Maya, not sexy Sober Maya, just me, except pretending to be sober as much as I started the night fully dressed. Emphasis on started. I'm 5'2", tiny, I know, on the slim side, without a whole lot in a way of curves. Athletic, I guess? Even though I'm not really sporty, I swim and I jog to stay in shape. But I guess it's mostly just good vegetarian eating habits. 32B chest, because I could tell you were going to ask. Blue eyes, dirty blonde hair, and I've been keeping short lately, but I can think back when it was down past my shoulders. Laura, our hostess, was dressed as a cat, as she always had for Halloween for as long as I can remember. She and I are the same age and have been friends since middle school. It makes a pun with her last name, her real last name, which obviously I have to withhold, but the point remains. It was your typical all-black skin, tight, fake ears and tail sexy cat outfit. Now, Laura, just like Emma, is a quite bit taller than I am. At that point, her tan had started to fade, but her skin was still quite darker than mine, at least in places that were showing. Laura had green eyes of very light blonde hair, dyed, of course, and is much more shapely body than I do. I'm not exactly jealous, but I do catch myself staring from time to time, including, well, hold that thought. Emma is about 2 years younger than I am, is brunette with green eyes, about 5'10", even bustier than her sister. She was dressed as a muse. If I knew anything about mythology, I might be able to tell you which one, but for all I know, she was just a generic muse slash excuse to wear barely anything. Is there a muse of sex? There must be. That's what she was going for. Anyways, the night unfolded as Laura's parties typically had. The music got louder and louder. More and more friends and strangers showed up. I had a few drinks and a few more. I was on the delightful side of tipsy, but I could still think straight, even if I struggled to walk straight. The same could not be said for Emma. She was stumbling, fumbling, all but falling out of her costume. I ended up somehow convincing her to go upstairs. After about 45 minutes of trying to reason with her while trying not to get caught staring at the outline of her nipple showing through the wet spot of the spill on her dress, I think she caught me, but who cares? Now, Emma didn't live there at the time. It had been their house when they were kids, but now Laura lived there alone. Laura had taken over the master bedroom, and Emma usually slept in the same bedroom she had been since she was a kid. Except I was staying over, and I had already claimed Emma's room, since Emma and I had been planning on driving home that night. Well, she clearly couldn't drive, so I brought her upstairs and set her across the hall in Laura's bed. We'd figure the rest out later. Or at least that was the plan. The problem was that by the time that the party wound down and that Laura and I went up to bed, two things had happened. First, unbeknownst to us, Emma had not actually passed out, which in sense was good because it showed she was doing better than it looked. Second, Laura and I were kind of almost making out after everyone else left. Sober Maya was gone. Sexy, tipsy Maya was here to stay the night. And Laura was more than a willing host. It wasn't our first time together. That story can be saved for another time. But in any case, she whispered a code word we had been using for years, and I knew where things were going to go. Well, by the time we had made it upstairs to Laura's room, she was all but naked. Her costume was on the floor downstairs somewhere. Her bra also got lost along the way. I was holding her breast in my hands from behind as she opened the door to her room. I had a moment of minor panic as I remembered that I left Emma up there in that bed an hour or two earlier, but she was nowhere to be found. And somehow, I forgot all about her, probably because that was when Laura started to slip off my top and my skirt and my bra. And before I realized it, I was on Laura's bed with her straddling my waist, with only my boy shorts and Laura's thong keeping our skin from touching. I stared up at her in a faint light from the hallway. She was silhouetted like an angel with her hair flying in rhythm as she started grinding against me. I grabbed her hips and could feel her pelvis with my thumbs as I guided her back and forth. She leaned down, her hair dangling in my eyes, her D-cup breast pressing against mine, and we kissed what seemed like forever. I was lost. Lost in her. My body just totally taken by lust. Laura pulled back for a second, and so she could roll off the top of me. I read her mind and had slid my hand under her thong. I giggled as I felt her hairy bush between my fingers. It was trimmed, a perfect tease, just enough to know that I was getting close. I felt a moment's embarrassment knowing that I hadn't kept up with trimming my own, since I had no intentions of ending up in bed that night with Laura, not Sexy Maya, remember. But fuck it, I didn't care. I slipped my own panties off as she took off her own, and as I jumped on top of her, bare naked now, I could almost smell the pure lust in the air. God, Laura knew how to fuck me. She could sense every gasp and breath and knew just where to touch me to draw out even more. She knew how to play with my nipple studs. She had been the one who pierced my nipples in the first place, and she knew just how to lick me. I had done a pretty good job at reading her silent signals, too, but I knew Laura used to keep a vibrator in the bedside drawer of her old room, and I knew that was what she wanted right that second. "Where is it?" I asked. "Oh, fuck, it's in Emma's," Laura started as she sat up at point across the hall. But only then did we notice that we had left the door wide open, and that's when we realized where Emma had gone. She was in her bed, naked, spread and making use of the vibrator we were looking for. Emma must have sensed that we had stopped, and we were both staring at her, because she also froze. She locked eyes with me, and then with her sister, and then with me again, and she let out the most primal howl I'd ever heard from another woman. And she went right back to work with a vibrator, clearly on the verge of orgasm. I was so turned on by that moment that I somehow did an acrobatic flip around, lining my slit with Laura's tongue and my own mouth with her dripping pink wetness. And I sucked on Laura's clit while I watched her sister staring at us just feet away. I never came so hard in my life as I did when I had the closest thing ever to having a threesome. Yeah, I wouldn't know where to begin either on that one. That is hot. I've got to say that was completely hot. Yeah, can sign me up. That's hot. I can honestly say that the few parties I have attended that one ended something like that. I remember crawling into bed with this guy with the, and I had sexy panties and a sexy bra on, and he looked at me and he's like, we don't sleep naked in my bed and we're not gonna do much sleeping. And no, we didn't. Not much at all. Crazy night, but not much sleeping was done. Lots of napping after I got back to my place was done, but no napping in his bed. And it definitely was not done with clothes on. Just gonna say there was, you know, he even had his socks off. That's how naked he was. He was completely, awesomely into it. So there we go there. I think really this doesn't need anything, but just, this is hot. I really can't. I know this is a yes from everyone out there. I know that we all could think something sexy or take something sexy from this. Definitely keep toys stashed in every room of the house that you might partake in. I know I do. I have some in my office. I have some in my bedroom, and I might have one in my living room somewhere. I am pretty sure I do, actually. I have one of those tables that lift up, and there's a box in there, and it stays in there. So that's all I'm going to say. So I have, but I don't have littles, so I can do that. You know, there you go. What about you? Do you keep a sexy stash in every room that you can have? I don't have one in my kitchen. How do I not have one in my kitchen? Huh. I might have to change that. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the night. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to leave me a good review. I appreciate every one of you. I wouldn't be as far as I am without you guys, and I cannot wait to let you in on what I'm working on. It's big, it's huge, and I can't say more than that, but I am working on it. So knock on good wood, solid wood. I don't have any solid wood around me today. Okay, knock on fake wood, that I'll be able to say something soon. So keep your eyes out. Still waiting on being approved by the book place and to get that second book out to you so I can start recording and having some audio for it as well. Subscribers first and then out to everybody else, just so you know. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we get dressed up? I'm be anything you want me to be. I got a schoolgirl outfit for ya. Or how about I am a cum ghost? I don't think I need any sheet, though. What do you think? Practice dirty? Practice makes perfect, they say. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.